Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shiurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We are now in Masechet Chulin, Daf Mem Bet Amud Aleph, about to begin our study of the third parak of Chulin. And as Elu Trefot, perhaps the most famous parak of the Masechet and the longest, Parak Elu Trefot begins with a general analysis of what the status of a trefa, the meaning of a trefa is, a machloket about it, and touches on our Mishnah very little, so we're not going to look at the Mishnah properly in this podcast. We'll just take a look at the beginning. Note that there is a list and the final line. We will get back to the Mishnah when the Gemara begins to analyze it properly. Elu trefot ba-behema. And then the Mishnah then lists 18 different signs or indications that the animal is a trefa. There's certain things punctured, missing, etc. The end of the Mishnah reads, Zeha klal, kol she'in kamoha chaya trefa. Anything that a similar animal that had the same thing missing or punctured, whatever it might be, would not live, is a trefa. That's the rule. Okay, the Gemara begins. Amar Rishon and Lakish, remez the trefa mina Torah minayin? Which is a strange question. What do you mean? Where's there a hint to the Isur of Trefa? Minayin? The Torah says explicitly. He's saying the end of the Mishnah indicates that a Trefa must be, is defined as having a mortal wound. How do we know that? So Trefa, Michlad Trefa, Inachaya. In other words, the end of the Mishnah says, Kol Shein Achaya Trefa. Therefore, we see a trefa. It can't be something that's going to live as a result of this wound. It has to be something that's mortally wounded. Menalam, Dichtiv, Vezot Achaya Asher Tochlu. In Shmini, when it lists all the animals you may eat, it starts out with the banner line, Zot Achaya. Now, Achaya here is used generically, living things. And the understanding, Rav Shimon Lakish indicates, is Chaya Echol, You may only eat that which is going to live, and that which is otherwise dying, you may not eat. But we're going to find out later there's a machloket, and there's a position in the Tanaim that trefa could still be living, and the wound need not be mortal to be classified as a trefa. So menale, what's his source for the fact that trefa is chaya? So nafkalami zotachaya shetachu. Look at the same pasuk, and it starts out with the word zot, meaning zotachaya achol, chaya acheret lo techol, meaning there are living things that you may eat, and there are other living things that are included in this list of having the proper simanim, etc., that you still may not eat. Michal de trefa chaya, meaning you could have a living thing which is still going to live and has all the proper simanim, but because it's a trefa, even though it's going to live, you still may not eat it. So what would Shimon ben Lakish do with that word zot, which seems to work against him? The answer is my bechatan Rabbi Shmuel. Tanu Rabbi Shmuel, fair famous drasha. Zot achaya asher tochlu melamed shetafas hakadosh baruch hu mikominu unir arlo Moshe v'amar lo zot echol v'zot lo techol. The word ze and zot, often in the Torah, especially in the context of mitzvah, is understood homiletically as indicating that somebody is pointing to something. Bavur ze asa Hashem libitzeitim mitzrayim. Achodesh ze lachem v'ze maasehem menorah. And each one of those homiletically is interpreted, and in some cases exegetically is interpreted, for instance in Bavur Zeh, as meaning that somebody is pointing to the object indicated. So here, Zot Achaya means Hashem pointed to each animal and said, you could eat this, you can't eat that. Okay? So V'idich Lambay Lechem Atan Rabbi Shmuel. So the position that says chaya, a trefa could be a chaya, is still going to require that because evidently that homily was universally accepted. The answer is in achinam, you're right. El trefa chaya menale. So we need another source for the idea that a trefa is something that is not necessarily going to die. So nafku lemi idach tana Rabbi Shmuel. There's another tana of Rabbi Shmuel, meaning another drasha from the house of Rabbi Shmuel. The end, the summary passage in Shmini that says this is the division between things you may eat and things you may not eat uses the phrase benachaya nechalot v'rachaya shelo teachel. And there we use the employ the same ideas we used earlier that we're going to distinguish between living things you may eat and living things you may not eat, which means a trefa could be something that's going to be alive, but you still can't eat it because you got to know the simanim. And what does that refer to? Elush pone asrei trefot shenemru l'Moshe b'Sinai. That the indicator between achaya nechal v'achaya shelo teachel is those 18 trefot. Very good. So now we've completed the circle here. We've got a nice source for the idea that chaya lo teachel, v'zot chaya, the trefa lo chaya, and we've got a nice source for trefa chaya, which is this last pasuk, but now the wording of the drasha is going to be problematic, because hatuleika vahika basgar, which is a siman, and then shev shmata, and another seven statements of amoraim that add to the list, which means we have a total of 11 more trefot than the 18 on our Mishnah. Right, so now, if you have this phrase, Elu Shmones Trefot, that means you've limited and said there's only 18 Trefot and no more. And yet we have a tradition of 18, plus we have another 11 that are either statements that are found in other Mishnayot, or 7 that are indicated by Amoraim. Let's see what they are. So, as a general statement that we're going to go through them, Bishlamat Tadidan, our Tana is fine. The Tana, the ones in the Mishnah are fine. Udashir, Ati Bezehaklal, and the other 11 that aren't mentioned in our Mishnah are alluded to at the end of the Mishnah. It says, Zehaklal, Kol Shenar Chaya Trefa. That includes the other 11, and maybe anything else that'll come along. So 18 is not a closed number for our Tana. But Tana Rabbi Shmuel said 18, and that's it. He has no more. Vayika, and here we're going to go through the Basgar and the Shev Shmaita. Let's start with Basgar. Bet, the Siman, that stands for Behema. And on the page, I marked it by bolding the particular letter of the Siman. Behema shenechtechu aglav in akuvalamal. If you have an animal that's legs were cut off above the knee. Trefa. That should be number 19. So the answer is, for right now, the Tana Rabbi Shmuel, Savar Leika Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. What's Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar's position? Damar Yecholahi Likavot V'Lichyot. He disagrees anatomically, or shall we say physiologically, and says that an animal that's been cut off at that point could be sutured and healed. And therefore it's not a trefa. But that's really not going to help Tana Rabbi Shmuel, because we're trying to support Tana Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel, trefa chayas really. He holds that a trefa could be alive. Which means the fact that this animal that could be sutured and live doesn't make it not a trefa for him. The answer is he does hold the Kabashim and Elazar, Damar Ksherahi. He's not just saying physiologically could live, he's saying halachically it's not trefa. So he holds like there that he's not going to be on his list because he doesn't include bet. It's not halachically a trefa. Okay, number two, Samach. He karon chisaron the shidra. If there's something missing in the shidra, in the spinal cord. Now, let's see what this is. It starts with the Mishnah in Ohalot about a person. Dinan kama chisaron b'shidra, meaning if a person is incomplete and they die in an ohel, there is tumat maga, but there is not tumat ohel. How much must be missing from the shidra to make them no longer a candidate for tumat ohel? Shavarim shtei chuliot, two vertebrae have to be gone. V'tilamim chuliachat, his mekel, and says even one vertebra being gone is enough. The Amr of Yehuda Rashuel, here's the application, v'chein the trefa. The same halacha applies to a trefa, we assume we pass like Beit Hillel, and therefore if even one vertebra is missing from the shidra, then it's going to be a trefa. There's number 19. So the answer is, ha-mesei suvei takosot, which are two parts of the intestines, the kachashvet lehu betarte, but they're right next to each other, and our Mishnah listed them as two, chashvinu b'chara, just count them as one, and therefore apikchara b'ayachara. Now you've got room for one more, which means our list in the Mishnah became 18, became 17. Now there's room to include Chisaron B'Shidra. So now, how have we dealt with the first two problems? One of them we rejected because he doesn't accept it halachically. There is a viable position, an acceptable position, of Rabbi Shimon Elazar that says it's not a trefa. And the second one, he said there's room in our Mishnah by just crowding the Mishnah a little bit. Okay, number three, the gimel of Baskar is gluda. Gluda means if it got flayed. So, that's very simple. Rameir, just as we did with the first one, Rameir says, a flayed animal is not a trefa, and therefore it doesn't go on the list. Okay, vayika charuta, this is the resh, basgar, the charuta, which means the wood of a tree, of a palm tree. What is charuta? Charuta is when the lungs become petrified like wood, that's a trefa. The answer is that our Mishnah also listed mara. Mara is the gallbladder. Mara man ktanila, who's the author of mara? Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda. In other words, even though it's in our Mishnah, it's not a consensus. So Apik Mara, as we're going to see later, there are others who take him out, although we're not going to end up with that. that we're going to remove mara and say, remove the gallbladder, as it were. We're going to remove mara from our list and say that it is, because our Tana, the Rebbe Shmuel, may not accept it as a trefa. And once again, we got room for one more, va'ayol charuta. So far, we've dealt with basgar very successfully. Two of them he rejected, the bet and the gimel he rejected. The samach and the resh he accepted, but made room in the mishnah, in one case by contracting, in one case by taking something out and substituting it with the charuta. Okay, that's fine. Va'ika shev shmata, but we have another seven, and we're going to see what they all are right now, statements of Amoraim. This, of course, is the famous, the source for the famous work by the Ktzot that he wrote when he was young, the Shev Shmata, but Lo Minyanenu, the seven trefot added by the Amoraim. What are we going to do with those? The Amarav Mat. Now here we go. Haibuka da'atma l'shafmi duchte. If you have a thigh that's been totally dislocated from its socket, trefa. That's one. V'yamarachish par papa mishmei derav. Number two, lakta b'chulia achat. If one kidney became diseased, trefa. Utnan. Now this is now not going to be our thing. We're going to have to move from that. Nitalak t'chol. If the spleen was taken out, k'shera. That's in the Mishnah. But Rav Avir Mishmei Derava, Rav says Loshanu Ela Nital. It's only if it was removed. Aval Nikev. But if it was ruptured, then trefa. A ruptured spleen is a trefa. So there again, we're going to the Amoraim to Rav's statement. Rav Chanan or Shmuel. The next few are going to be Shmuel's. Simanim Shnidal Dulu Beruban. If you have the simanim of that we dealt with in the first two parakim, the simanim of Shechita, that were hanging out, and a majority of them were hanging out of the throat, then trefa. Rav Shila Amar, Rav Matan Amar, Shmuel, again Shmuel. Nekrat Selami Kara, if a rib was totally dislodged from its housing, then trefa, even one rib. The Gogolet Shinnech Masab Ruba, this is another statement of Shmuel. If you have a head, the skull that was smashed in, and a majority of it, it's a trefa. Ubasar chofet rov hakeres pruvo. If you have the meat that covers most of the stomach, and a majority of it was torn, then trefa. So there you have seven more. Now, of course, according to our Tana, that's no problem, because our Tana left a wide open door, zehaklau. Tana Rabbi Shmuel just said 18, and that's it. So how is he going to deal with this? The answer is nekuvei t'man yahavu. In our Mishnah, there are eight different punctures mentioned, nekuvata veshet, and seven others. So chashvinu, and again, we're going to deal with the Mishnah procedurally in a later podcast when we get to it. Chashvinu b'chad. The answer is we're going to count all eight ruptures as one. The rupture trefa. So apik shav va'ayil shav. Now you got seven left because all eight ruptures in the Mishnah now count as one, which means we now go down to 11 in our Mishnah, and there's room for seven more to come in. But Ihachi, that won't work because Psukei Nami Trehavu, there's two severings in our Mishnah. That is Psukei Chut HaShidra and Psukat HaGargaret, the pharynx and the spinal cord, if they were severed. That's two, so you should count them as one, Chashvinu B'chad, in which case you're down to 17. Patzluchada, Ve'od, Rav Avir, Mishmei Derava, Nami Nekuvahi. And remember, the spleen was also a puncture, so that can't count as a new one if you're counting all punctures as one. And so therefore, you're getting down to 16. So we're going to stay with this, and as the answer is go back to Basgar. Remember the bet, which was cutting off the animal above the knees, and the gimel, which is the flayed one, which we said Tana Rabbi Shmuel would not include because he halachically disagreed. So now we're going to put them in. Lo tepuk, don't take them out. And now Tana Rabbi Shmuel is going to have the 18 trefot being all punctures, all severings, which is two, plus another 16, including among those 16, the bet, the samach, the gimel, and the resh, and our shev shmata. And it all fits. Actually, some of our shev shmata, because one of them is in the kuva. Okay, that's how we solved that problem. We're going to look at a similar hierarchical problem, or systemic problem, of how to understand the categorization. Amarula, chet minei trefot nemerlo Moshe Mesinai. Moshe received eight general rules about trefa and eight general categories. Nikuva, punctured, upsuka, severed. Nitulaf is missing, chasuraf is deficient. Kura, torn, drusa, clawed at. Nifula, if the animal fell from a high place, and shvura, if something was fractured. Now, why are those eight there? La fuke, lakuta, durachish papapa. If you remember, rachish papapa, mentioned in one of the Shev Shmata, a diseased kidney. So Ula is rejecting that and saying disease is never a case of trefa. Trefa is always about trauma. Amarchia barava. Chet trefot yish b'nekuva. Okay, Ula said that Nekuba is a category. Now you should know that there's eight different trefot of Nekuba, eight different things that if they are punctured or ruptured, they're trefa. Im Tomar Tet, and if you find a list that has nine, Mara, the ninth is the gallbladder. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Ketani Lai, that's Rabbi Yosef Yehuda's list. Tetani Nikva HaKeva Nikvu HaDakim, if the stomach or the small intestine were punctured, trefa, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Omer Af Nikva Mara. So here we find out that Rabbi Yosef Yehuda is the author, as we mentioned earlier, of the position that the gallbladder's rupture is also a trefa. And so he says, really the list should be eight, but if you find a list with nine, know that that's Rabbi Yosef Yehuda's list. Interesting, it sounds like Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, from this and the earlier treatment of his position, was on the outs. But Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yosef, who was a relatively unknown Chacham from Bavel, who made Aliyah, became a student of Rabbi Yochanan, then came back with Torah to Rabbi Yochanan to Bavel. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, halachak Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, we actually rule that way. Very Yitzchak Bar Yosef from Rabbi Yochanan, we have the background. This is why Rabbi Yochanan said we rule like him, because he said, I know the background to the conversation, and Rabbi Yosef Yehuda actually won the dispute, as it were. Maya Hadrulei Chavrai El Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, what was their answer to him? They quoted a pasuk in Eov, where Eov says, Yishpoch la'aretz merei rati, that he says, my gall has been spilled out to the ground. Now, of course, he meant it figuratively, but they're reading it literally. V'adayin Eov Kayam, as if Eov has actually had his spleen opened up, and Eov's talking. So Amalem, what was his answer back? In Maskir Masay Nisim, Eov's being alive was a nace. And we'll see it in a second. Dilotei Mahachi, Yifalach Kiliotai V'leachmol, he smashes my kidneys and has no compassion. Mika Chaya, how could you live with that? Elanisa Shani, the answer is he's living by miracle. Dichtiv Rakat Nafsho Shmor, in the introduction or the opening exposition of Sefer Eov, when a Satan comes to Hashem and says, but to take away Eov's great stuff, see if he'll still bless you, Hashem. And the final, in the second go-around, says, yeah, you could take everything you want, you could even hurt him, but just don't kill him. So therefore, his being alive was miraculous, even though he had mortal wounds. So therefore, the fact that his gallbladder was punctured and he was still alive doesn't mean anything. He can't bring a proof from that because, of course, he is being sustained miraculously. There are, of course, several other ways to read it, one of which is that Eov meant it figuratively, and the other is that Eov lo yav lo nivra, but we don't need to go there because right away we see that Eov's existence is not one that we can use as a model. V'rami Yitzchak Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yochanan, continuing with his traditions, halacha kedivrei omer kazayit. Now this is referring to the kaved. The Mishnah said that if the liver is missing, that it is a trefa, but it has to be fully missing, nothing's left. And he says the halacha is no, there has to be a kazayit left for it to be okay. Rabbi Yochanan, this is famous, we've dealt with many times, halacha kistam Mishnah. According to Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan said the halacha always follows the stam Mishnah. And what does our Mishnah say? If nothing's left of the kaved, then it's a trefa. Hanishteir, so if anything is left, ksheira, avgav lo avi kazayit, even if it's less than a kazayit. The answer is, and we've seen this again, is the solution to this challenge every time, Amorayim of Alib Rabbi Yochanan. There's a machloket Amorayim, according to Rabbi Yochanan, as to whether Rabbi Yochanan really said halacha kistam Mishnah, and let's see proof to that. Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yosef, back to him, who disagrees with Rabbi Bar Chana, he says Rabbi Yochanan is willing to take on a stam Mishnah and adopt another Tanaitic position. I'm Rabbi Yochanan marash nikva v'kaved sotamta. Let's say you have the gallbladder that's punctured, which in our Mishnah should be an automatic trefa. But remember, the gallbladder is sitting underneath the stomach. So if the stomach, the liver, sitting on the liver, and the liver is sealing it up, it's sealing it by connecting it, by covering it up, ksheira. So you see, he doesn't necessarily accept the Mishnah as is. Yitzchak Bar Yosef Rabbi Yochanan, nikava kurkavan v'kisha lo kayam. The kurkavan is the gizzard in the bird that muscularly kind of gnaws away at rocks and anything it eats. So if the korkavan has a hole in it, but the inner sac is still there, kasher. So Bayaluhu, they asked the question, what about the flip? Nikavakis, what if the inner sac is broken, is ruptured, but korkavan kayam, but the gizzard is still okay, the outer is still okay, my? So Shema Rav Nachman, Nikav Zebelozek, kasher. As long as only one of them is punctured, either one, it's okay. They have to both be punctured to be no good. Now we'll see a parallel halacha, and we're going to put them together. Amarava shnei orot yishlo laveshet. The esophagus has two layers. Chitzon adom, the outside one, you should know is red. Ufnimi lavan, the inner one is white. Nikev ze below ze kasher. If one of them only was punctured, it's still okay. Normally, nikava veshet, nikvata veshet, it's the first of our trefot. But if only one of the layers was punctured, it's okay. So lama lo memar chitzon adom pnimi lavan. Parenthetically, why does he have to tell me what color they are? The answer is deichalif trefa. That if you come and you find the inner one red, you know it's a trefa. The outer one white, you know it's a trefa. Okay. Hey, bayalu, here's the question. Nikvushnehem. In both of our cases, of the gizzard and the esophagus, if they're both punctured, but zeh shelo keneged zeh, because our assumption is that the reason that they have to both be punctured is there has to be a hole going all the way from the outside to the inside. What if they're both punctured, but the punctures are not aligned? Mahu. So our zutra mishvedu of papa, he quoted of papa is saying, veveshet kasher, if it's the esophagus, it's kasher. Bekurkavan pasul, but if it's the kurkavan, there's two different ruptures, one in the inner, one in the outer, even if they're not aligned, it's pasul. Madgar Rasha, Rasha turned around and said, Adaraba, when he heard that report, he said, the opposite stands to reason. Veshita achla beopaya be, the esophagus is used for eating and for screaming and calling out, making noises. And therefore, Ravach gamdale opashtale, when it opens up, it gets smaller, it moves around. Zimim de mizandin behadiadadi. Could be that the two things were aligned at one point and they're no longer aligned. Maybe they're originally the same puncture and got out of alignment because it keeps moving. The two layers are not together. Kurkavan de menachlech, but the kurkavan just sitting there. Kedekaikai. Whatever you see is what you see, which means that if the two punctures are not aligned, they never were aligned, and it should be okay. But the esophagus should not be. We actually had the tradition that Marzutra said exactly the way you said, not the opposite, that whoever reported the first one had reported it backwards. Okay, we'll pick it up from here, and we're going to continue on with our pre-Mishnah analysis, and then we will get into the Mishnah itself, in the following podcast. Okay, in the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.